Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 13, Number 11. In the last edition of Clinical Review, my topic was Something from Nothing. My objective with this topic was to emphasize the fact that the existence of something real, like the universe, for example, can actually come from nothing. By nothing, I mean the absence of movement, exercise, and physical activity, plainly evident in the majority of adults and our nation's youth. So the nothing I refer to literally means doing nothing or the absence of action. The something is what comes from the direct result of doing nothing, and it has a name. It's called widespread disease, premature degeneration, mental depression, obesity, heart disease, cancer, and all manner of physical decay and morbidity. Humans evolved with the ability to move, and that essential biological capacity is still firmly established in the language of our genes. Physical activity was essential to our ability to hunt and gather, farm and fish. If we didn't move, we didn't eat. So the ability to move was necessary to the equation of our very survival. Today, we no longer need to move to get our food, but we still need to move the body for mental health and functional reasons. If we don't, the consequence is revealed by reason of cause and effect. Our present state of health, whether good or bad, is the effect. Good causes have good effects. Bad causes have bad effects. Movement is essential to create a positive outcome. On this edition of Clinical Review, my topic is PSN number 22, vitamins and minerals. Vitamins and minerals are classified as micronutrients and impossible to see without a microscope. That's one of the reasons why it took so long for them to be discovered and individually identified. Like many other branches of science, we had to wait for the technology to catch up with the facts and theories. But after we learned these substances did actually exist, we discovered they were as important to human health and wellness as our food calories, known collectively as the three macronutrients: fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. So most people know a little bit about fat, carbs, and proteins, and unfortunately the same is not also true with the vitamins and the minerals. People know a lot less about them than they should know for their own personal health and welfare. Now, we now know that none of us can utilize the energy stored in fats, carbs, and proteins without the essential micronutrients, the vitamins and minerals. Vitamins and minerals are the principal catalysts that activate change. They're essential to the production of enzymes required to produce ATP inside each cell. Vitamins are categorized as fat-soluble, including vitamins A, D, E, and K, and water-soluble, including the B vitamins and vitamin C. Minerals are related but categorized differently. Unlike vitamins, we're literally made out of minerals like calcium and iron, which are also individual elements. But like the vitamins, minerals also catalyze enzymatic reactions. Both vitamins and minerals are dependent on each other and play major roles in human biochemistry. Today, many of us mistakenly think we're getting everything we need from the food we eat, but this misguided notion is false. It's completely false. To prove this point, all you have to do is scrutinize anyone's diet. I've done it 1,000 times. When you chemically analyze what people actually eat in real time, as in what they actually eat, and not what they say they eat or don't eat, it becomes obvious that no one is getting optimum amounts of the micronutrients required to optimize health, prevent premature degeneration, and keep the mind and body well. In fact, most of us don't even get close. In this day and age of plenty, where we see abundance taken to the point of terrible, disgusting waste and excess, many of us are suffering with a modern form of malnutrition caused by the overconsumption of empty calorie foods. Instead of actual starvation caused by drought and financial poverty, this form of malnutrition in first world countries is caused by ignorance and mental poverty. I think greed has a lot to do with it, and addiction has a lot to do with it. The majority of food calories in North America are depleted, acid-forming, and lacking, not only in many of the essential vitamins and minerals, but also hundreds of carotenoids, thousands of flavonoids, and countless intrinsic players produced by nature needed for optimal genetic expression, good health, and a strong, robust immune system. Micronutrients are essential and they're orthomolecular. That means they're right and they're the molecules that we require. Orthomolecular means right molecule. We require them like oxygen, and that is what nature intended. Vitamins and minerals are the keys that open all the locks, and they're best obtained from natural, whole, real organic food. They're not present in packaged modern factory food, and the artificial ones that are added after the real ones are stripped out are not the same as what we can identify in nature. Vitamins added to packaged junk food are chemically synthesized from petroleum and are poor imitations of what occurs naturally. They are poorly absorbed and have very little biological activity. Now let's talk about dietary supplements. NHPs are incredibly safe, effective, and biofriendly. They can be taken in very high doses with some exception, and when or if they are taken in megadose form, they yield different properties. Relatively small amounts of micronutrients prevent many diseases, but much higher amounts can be used to treat conditions like heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, even after the disease has set in. Vitamins and minerals affect the way the body functions, moves, and breathes. In supplement form, micronutrients can be used for healing, renovation, and complete restoration. Now, this next point is very important. We all need to eat the best diet we possibly can. This is the art of sports nutrition driven by the science. But in addition to choosing whole natural foods and eating them consistently with enjoyment, we need to add top quality vitamins and minerals as extra supplement insurance. And if we do, the overall impact of our entire nutrition package is better. Dietary supplements like vitamin E, lutein or pantothenic acid, help scavenge and neutralize free radicals. Many of the essential vitamins and minerals function as antioxidants and balance the redox oxidation equation in the cell. If we generate an excess amount of free radicals, and there's virtually an endless number of ways we can do that, and also consume too few antioxidants to quench them, we're actually creating the conditions within our cells to create a perfect storm. Stress causes a massive depletion of essential micronutrients, and essential micronutrients can only get into us through diet and supplements. If we don't restore the balance, if we don't consume what we need to protect us from the forces of stress that surround all of us 24/7, then in the absence of electron donation, when a ton of adrenaline is being released in the absence of antioxidants, stress molecules are converted into extremely toxic metabolite and transported throughout the entire body via the bloodstream. Name any major disease you like: vascular disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, obesity, depression, the damage seen to the endocrine system. The list is long and it's all linked in whole and or in part to a slow and gradual erosion of the immune system, resulting in some very strange autoimmune conditions never seen before. Alcohol, smoking, and recreational drugs all tend to increase the production of free radicals. If we don't consume plenty of essential micronutrients through food or take any additional supplements to balance the equation, it's obvious what will happen. Let's keep in mind that vitamins are relatively new to science, as we just discovered them at the beginning of the last century. Polish biochemist Kazimierz Funk discovered the first nutrient, thiamine, or B1, in 1911. Thiamine is naturally present in brown rice, but absent in rice that is polished and peeled, commonly known as white rice. A total and complete lack of B1 causes beriberi, a condition that affects the nervous system and the health of our mind and neurons. But there's a continuum between life and death when it comes to vitamin intake. You might be getting enough B1 not to get beriberi, but there's a very good chance that we're not getting enough to give us a strong sense of mental alertness or prevent depression. B1 is called the alert vitamin. We know many diseases surface in the absence of certain specific micronutrients. There's scurvy and vitamin C, pellagra and niacin, xerophilamia and vitamin A, and rickets and vitamin D. But there are new diseases today, many of which are degenerative or infectious, and they're all preventable. By the way, xerophilamia, which is spelled xerophthalmia, is a state where the tears dry up. And when the tears dry up, you eventually, in that condition, will go blind because there's nothing to sustain the fluid environment that's essential to the optimum function of the entire orbital complex called the eye. Now, these newer complicated health challenges are appearing as a direct consequence of widespread micronutrient deficiency coupled with environmental toxicity. We're simply not consuming enough antioxidants and micronutrients to compensate for our mechanized, industrialized, and domesticated human lifestyles. The 20th century paradigm of vitamin discovery helped us to understand the relationship between disease and vitamin deficiency. But the newest paradigm few are cognizant of is that we can take specific micronutrients in much higher amounts than what can be obtained in food. And we can use these to actually treat disease and prevent some of the new diseases that are popping up left, right, and center, especially those that afflict the weak and the elderly. If we teach our clients what we know about the therapeutic effects of vitamin therapy, including botanical medicine and sports nutrition, and combine this approach with an excellent diet compatible with their genetic makeup, and get them on a solid exercise program, then they're definitely going to experience better health and wellness, regardless of whatever health problem or limitation they're dealing with or will confront them in the future. And I say will. It's not a function of if, it's a function of when. All men are mortal. Our feet are made of clay. We are born and then we die. The whole idea is to make your life process more enjoyable by minimizing suffering. And if you look around you, and if you look at your parents, you're going to see that the evidence is right before you. There's a tremendous amount of human suffering. And the question is this: if we exercise, if we eat clean, whole food, if we take supplements, if we live well and think well, does that semi-guarantee a way of less suffering? I believe so. That is why I live the way that I do, and the evidence supports my position. When it comes to vitamins and talking about their profound value, be prepared for rejection and opposition. Be prepared for debate and criticism. We live in a society that doesn't understand what health is or how to obtain it. Just have a look. Have a good look at most people. They're not well, and it's obvious just looking at them. It's not a criticism. It's not a form of judgment other than an objective judgment. Judge everything, my friends. Judge people not in the way that is typified as a derelict or a despotic kind of judgment, a self-righteous kind of judgment. I'm talking about when you're driving down the road and you're judging the road. You want to make sure that you don't go off the road. You have to judge your place in time and space. And that's what I'm talking about. Judge everything. Judge who and what you are. Judge who and what everyone else is. Listen to what people say. Watch what they do. Try and come up with some conclusions about how to create a pathway to better health, because health is where it's at. And I'm talking good health, optimum health, functional health. Conventional doctors know plenty about disease, but next to nothing about optimum health. How can you know anything about a topic that you never study? The public education system doesn't teach our young people how to get well. We have an outpouring of anomalies and crud on TV and internet media that is mostly about selling useless stuff, but almost nothing about getting well, how to get well. It's supreme importance. As a result, few are harnessing the power of reason and prevention that comes from true health knowledge and awareness, a consciousness of health. And many struggle with finding the motivation to do what needs to be done. The same people who condemned me 30 years ago, this is great, who criticized me, ridiculed me, and made fun of what I was doing, well, guess what? Those same people who laughed at me and called me a fitness freak or a health nut, if they're still alive, and many of them are not, they're dead. But if they're still alive, guess who's calling me now for advice? They're asking questions like, what vitamins can I take? What approach should I take? And what do you do to stay well yourself, Corey? Tell me, please. I need your help. So remember that truth is truth and the truth is on our side. Science is the search for truth. Truth wills out. Reality is. Existence exists. It doesn't matter what people believe unless it coincides with nature, reality, and the physical laws of the universe. And in many cases, their beliefs do not. Believing in something, in anything, in and of itself, doesn't make it true. 1,000 people can believe in 1,000 different paradigms. How do you know which one or the ideas that they convey. How do you know if it's true or not? Just by believing them? What if they're all telling you different things? Which is true in our case on the planet. You know, all the religion, all the philosophy, everything that people say they think is going on. How do you know that if any of it is true? A rational man needs evidence, and we need to be objective. That's how you figure this stuff out. Objectivity. We need to review and study the evidence. Weights and measures, people. Weights and measures. And when we do, especially when it relates to vitamins and minerals and health, taking them in supplement form and making sure our food provides ample amounts of them makes perfect sense. You do a blood test. Person has elevated homocysteine. Ah, you say, possibly they could be lacking in some of those factors that in the absence of cause changes in the biochemistry and homocysteine rises, which is a risk factor for Alzheimer's, risk factor for heart disease. So you check the diet, you look, oh my goodness, the vitamins, the minerals, the essential substances are not there. And if they're not there, then the system goes into a state of chaos. So that's evidence. Then you put the vitamins, you change the food, you put the vitamins into the diet, and all of a sudden homocysteine levels go down or C-reactive protein or inflammatory factors disappear. You then go back to the original diet. This has been done a million times with mice and monkeys and dogs and cats, okay? And people are humans, and humans are animals. We're a kind of an animal. We're nothing except an animal, a species of living organism on the planet. Nothing special, nothing different. The laws that affect every living organism on this planet affect us in exactly the same way. But we can conceptualize. We can rationalize. Through rational self-interest, we can build. We can create. We can defend ourselves. We can measure things that are coming in advance that other animals can't do. This is a tremendous advantage for survival. So in conclusion, whole food alone versus combining whole food with supplements is similar to the difference between iron and steel. Iron is strong, very strong, but steel is stronger, more flexible, and more resistant to oxidation than iron alone. To create steel, you have to add a tiny bit of carbon to iron. So the carbon are the supplement. This is the analogy. Iron are the whole foods. Steel is whole food plus the supplements. So you take your whole food diet, you add the supplements, and it becomes steel, which is preferable. We all have a limited shelf life. Get over it. Accept reality. Deal with it. Maximize your life quality. The goal is to serve and protect. First and foremost, yourself. If you're not strong, how can a weak person in a state of liability offer any assistance to the weak and those who are suffering? You can't. You've got to be strong, people. You've got to build yourself up and stay strong. And through the storms, when they weather and crush everyone else who are not doing the work, you're going to rise above, and then you're going to be viewed with admiration and trust. And people will come to you, and that's how a true health entrepreneur functions. They are the living example of what should be done, what can be done. One man chooses iron, good choice. I choose steel. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Dr. Linus Pauling, my friend, my mentor, two-time Nobel Prize laureate in chemistry and peace, and the founder of the Pauling Institute in Oregon. I believe that you can, by taking some simple and inexpensive measures, lead a longer life and extend your years of well-being. My most important recommendation is that you take vitamins every day in optimum amounts to supplement the vitamins that you receive in your food.